So our next speaker is Nate Kyle, who is the program director at the Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired, Alaska Center. I'm just going to let him talk about the year in review.
Year in review. Why? I had to wait for my story. I'm a father of four, and I want to say thank God that he made babies squishy. So when you accidentally sit down, you can bounce up really quick. That's my story. I sat on a couple of babies, and they were no worse for the wear, but that was my blind moment. So I had to learn real quick that I was going to get henpecked if I kept doing that stuff. Well, thank you all for coming. Thank you, Bonnie, for putting this together. Megan, Director Dwayne there for sharing before me. You guys have definitely been an integral part of what we have been doing here at the center, not only the last year, but for many years. The Alaska Center for the Blind, working with DVR and the counselors there. So the Alaska Center for the Blind and Visually Impaired is the training center for the blind and visually impaired here in the state of Alaska, the only training center. We have a facility here in Anchorage where we have the ability to train people in a kitchen or kitchens, stoves, ovens, a computer lab, a wood shop with various tools, and none of those tools are modified for blind people. They're just the same tools that you would go into a store and buy. We have dorms here so that people can come here and be residential clients for whether it's a week or for several months. We're able to facilitate that. We do O&M training, or orientation and mobility. Many of you, or most of you, hopefully know it is National White Cane Day. And for Rick there, I thought, you know, if he would have had a cane, that lady would have known that this is just a crazy blind guy, rather than just a crazy guy going to grab me. So canes are always helpful to identify our vision loss. And we also teach Braille, and that's literacy for somebody who doesn't read print. We also have several grants that help us to reach people throughout the state. We have a rural grant that allows us to go into rural areas and offer low vision clinics and some training throughout the year. We have an older blind grant, which Bonnie Lucas is she's the coordinator for that grant, that allows us to work with people who are seniors, blind and low vision, people who may not qualify for DVR services or have other types of funding. She's pretty amazing at reaching out and connecting with them, doing things like home visits or having them come to the center to assist them with learning their iPhones or other pieces of technology. And she's just relentless with some of these people, just working with them week on, week off, just for months and months at a time. We also have a Mat-Su Valley grant, which allows us to reach people out in the Mat-Su Valley, support groups, low vision clinics, home visits, things of that nature. And last but not least, we have a Braille grant that allows us to assist schools throughout the state who may not have the needed funding.
Okay, Zoom's playing games, folks. So any co-host, Nate, go and unmute, sir.
Can you hear me, Michael?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes, oh, there you're back. There you go. I was afraid the whole thing had crashed.
How long was I out for?
30 seconds, maybe.
Okay, that was it. I was done. No.
No. Speaker. Okay, I'm going back on mute.
So the year of COVID, you know, this it's trying to offer all of these programs to connect with our clients during a time of a pandemic. You know, oftentimes we find ourselves in limitations, whether it's professionally, privately, organizationally. And sometimes we say, well, we could change or we could fix this or that problem if it were not for the systemic restrictions. In this case, we have systemic restrictions and a pandemic restriction. And so it's figuring out where we can make changes, and really the power of not only us as individuals, as professionals, but working together as a team and having a mission to meet the needs of our clients. Because for us as an organization, it has been a year of tremendous growth. It has been a year of of really connecting with our clients, with our staff, our coworkers here. So we've had kind of an evolution here of being able to adapt and be flexible and meet the needs of our clients and build and integrate more, go deeper with our partner agencies as we network, as we build new relationships, as we seek to sustain those relationships. And as we work with clients, I'm always brought back to this sense of a holistic approach for our organization. And what I mean by that is we can only build these relationships to impact our clients as well as the relationships are in our organizations with us as staff, with us as professionals. And so having that holistic approach, I think, has helped us to be professional, be transparent with one another and with clients professionally, and encourage people and bring a new level of empathy and understanding to one another and to our clients. One of the glues, the pieces of one of the areas where I think we have to really encourage our clients, our consumers with, is the sense of personal responsibility, because we're training them. We're assisting them to try to rebuild their life, give them the tools to live more independently and to get out here and compete in the workforce. And how do you do that when people find themselves with a disability? And one of the things that happens with a disability is you lose sense of yourself, your identity. And so sometimes when you're faced with that, the idea, the motivation to take personal responsibility just goes out the window. And so you're dealing with this external pandemic, systemic restrictions, and then you're dealing with this internal conflict as well. And so I think one area where we've really excelled this last year is community. You know, and it's most basic form, it's having common interest, common things with others, and finding a unity in those common areas. And so ways that we've been able to build that community is to start listening to people, is validating people, being professional with our skills, you know, making sure that we are offering training that is going to impact them. Everyone is with us for such a limited time that we have to make our time count with them. So when everyone here comes to work, it's not simply we're just going to clock in. I believe that we're really mission-minded here. And I believe that we're here to support one another. And as we support one another, that trickles down to our clients, and we're able to support them. Because if we don't have community, the converse to that is really isolation. And that is something that's really, really affecting everyone right now, globally. And then you add a disability, you add anxiety, you add depression, on and on, poverty, you know, lack of resources, other physical problems. Isolation is going to hang around your neck like an albatross. And so our ability to offer community, not only for our clients, but for one another, for our team, I think has helped us to have this catalyst for success, for seeing the growth, for seeing the outcomes, for branding ourselves in what we do, not through a campaign that you hear on the radio or see in print. We're branding ourselves through our clients. They're the product. When people are out in the community using a cane, when people are looking for jobs, when people are advocating for themselves, or they're registering at classes, for classes at UAA, we're being branded that way. And it's not a perfect recipe. As Megan alluded to earlier, you know, perfection, sometimes perfection is the enemy of greatness and progress. But it's having an intention to care. I often tell people the center it's a hole in the wall where people find hope. You know, we're in this neighborhood, Spinard, which is questionable for some people. We don't have a fancy building. But I will tell you, a dollar to a donut, almost everyone who comes here says, I don't want to leave. They say there's something special here. People who come in just for a clinic or they've only been here for an assessment, they say, you know, it's embarrassing the praise, the thanks, and the appreciation that they show. But, and it makes me so honored to be able to do the work we do and have the coworkers, the support, the partner agencies that we have to help make this all possible. So those are some of the thoughts I wanted to share with you guys as we've traveled this last year through all of the ups and the downs. And I think we've become stronger for it. I know that it has not been perfect. I know that we're trying to find a place as voices change externally, whether it's the media, whether it's family, whether it's opinions, whether it's shifting ground in our times. I think we're making a safe haven here, and we're making an anchor of empathy, compassion, and hope based on our mission. So when I say all this also, it's not just for the visually impaired people listening. It's for whether we're professionals. It's just being humans. It's in our workplace. It's in this rehab mission. It's to remember that we're all humans, and we really, really need empathy right now. We need to listen right now, and we can do this mission, and we can continue to impact people. So that's what I have to share with you all today.
Thank you, Nate.